There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, slow down.
I thought you were dead serious. I was going to jump in there, man.
But let's kick it off. Like, what's your feeling if they don't make a move? Because to me, I think that's the more likelihood of what's going to happen. What's your feeling on if the Texans decide not to make a move? And I just want to let you know, who's the number one seed in the AFC? The Chiefs. We saw the move they made last night. They also got a pass rusher from New England as well. The word is that they were in on the Marshawn Lattimore situation. They're trying to find a corner, so they've made moves. The Buffalo Bills are the two seed. They have made moves. They brought in Amari Cooper. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they are making moves all day. When I got in here, Tyler said, damn, the Steelers are on a roll. They brought in, they added Mike Williams, the receiver. They added Preston Smith, the pass rusher. The Baltimore Ravens, they added Deontay Johnson earlier in the week. All the teams around the Texans in the AFC are making moves and adding to their team. So, again, I ask the question, as it looks like it's likely that they may not make a move. And, by the way, Tyler, I want the breaking news sounder. I don't care who the guy is.
I can do that for you.
I don't care who it is. If they bring somebody in, I don't care if it's Max Sharpie. I don't care who it is. I want the breaking news.
You know, never would have thought Max would be nice at left guard right now.
Would say you like take a look.
I'd take Max right now at left guard over anybody they got.
You
right
would?
Now. Yep.
Sirens.
Yep.
That was Siren Sharpie. Every time that ball was snapping, he did that kickback and Siren.
Is Max still in the league?
I think last time I saw him. Chris Jones was destroying him in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game for the Bengals. But
playing an AFC Championship game, I guess you can win with him.
You got there. Yeah. Again, though, what's your feeling if they don't make a move? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, with all the teams around them, Clint, make a move. What's your feeling if they don't?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Disappointed. It's just add one more layer to the disappointment of late in Houston. I mean, because you look at this thing, and any true contender, like legit contender out of the AFC, they're making moves, right? The Kansas City Chiefs, it's obvious what they've done. The Buffalo Bills with Amari Cooper, Pittsburgh Steelers, those are the three teams that are above the Texans. The team right now that, in the standings at least, that's sitting right behind the Houston Texans is the Baltimore Ravens. They've made a move, right? I don't know that there's a true contender beyond that. The Chargers and the Broncos sit right behind them. But you look at the top one, two, three, four of the top five teams in the AFC, the fifth being the Houston Texans, have made moves to better their team. And then you look over in the NFC with the Washington Commanders making a big move. There's another 7-2 football team that has been hit in the face with a real chance to make a crazy run that nobody expected, and they're out there trying to get better. Arizona Cardinals sitting at 5-4. Can't remember who it was. What move did they make? They went out and got somebody. Can't remember who it was. Maybe it was a tackle. But they went and got somebody that's a plug-and-play starter as well. So, I would say disappointment, because there's some obvious needs. When you see the Washington Commanders go out and get Lattimore, the corner out of New Orleans, and didn't give a whole hell of a lot up to get him. That's a frontline starter. That's a game-changing caliber cornerback. when those kind of guys are moving, and I'm not saying that's the guy, but when those kind of guys are moving, along with some of the receivers that we've seen move, and it's hard to just stand pat and think the Texans, with what we're watching right now, have enough and are going to be relevant down the stretch here with what they have now.
Yeah, I mean, other teams are getting better. I would say adding to their team, getting better. The Steelers, another weapon. That's, to me, it's just all of the teams in the AFC that are right there around the Texans, especially, you talked about the ones that are up, from the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, the Steelers, have all made moves. And I would say, you know, rather significant moves, guys that are going to play, you know, pretty big roles on this team moving forward. And that's what I said. What's your thought? Disappointing in Clint, like, yeah, it's eye-opening to me. And I agree. Somebody, this is a great text, a great one. Somebody said that the Texans are working out guys on the street, and these other teams are adding NFL
yes, sir.
Players, man. Added NFL
the biggest
players.
Player,
so I think it definitely is. It's eye opening to me, because to me it tells me where they are or where they believe they are. I listen. There ain't no perfect deal. Like we're seeing moves out here, man. That can't be made. Like, if you could help me out, Tyler, I think it's a sixth. What did Cam, is it Cam Robinson, the tackle, went to the Vikings? What did he go for?
Well, I forgot. He went to the Vikings up in the top of that as well. Yeah, so they're making
moves. Their left tackle goes down. Yes. They immediately go make a trade with the Jags for Cam Robinson. It's a sixth or something like that? What?
It's a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick.
It's a seventh-round pick. I'm just sorry, but it's a starting left tackle in the league. Like,
dang.
Like someone texted just on YouTube and Twitch said, Nick values his precious picks. And I'm like, over poor play. Yeah, well, I don't know if he does that, but I think there's a value in picks. But I like, to me, if they wanted to go make a deal, we got deals getting done for seventh-round picks. We got deals getting. Now, Marshawn Lattimore, he went for a third, fourth, and a sixth, and, you know, they got to fit back. That's something different. But to get an offensive lineman or something to help, like that, I feel like it's out there, and it ain't just some crazy, crazy price. You talked about the Chiefs last night with DeAndre Hopkins. They gave a fifth. Like it's you know, it's out there for them to make a move. So I don't know the excuse of things being too rich for their blood is out there. There are moves we are seeing other teams make that can go to Za'Darius Smith. I think he goes for a fifth or a sixth from the Browns to the Lions. By the way, you'll see Za'Darius Smith coming up on Sunday Night Football as he is going to play.
We saw him opposite Garrett the other day.
Yes,
or last year. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's just a lot of squads out there making moves to get better. A lot of squads that don't have the record that the Texans have that are literally on life support and have to Dallas Cowboys, I'm talking about, have to make a move. They go out and get Mingo, the wide receiver, former second round draft pick. Ole Miss, kid that was at Carolina. They go out and get him, it's interesting, man. That you look at it. Well, I hadn't really took into account all the NFC teams that are at the top that made moves. I didn't realize that so many had made moves, but damn near every team that is a true contender is making a move to get better, except for one. Yep. And it's guys right here. We'll see. I expect
it's still time.
I expect
they're all fixable.
So you expect by 3 o'clock, you expect Tyler, Clint. You expect by 3 o'clock that there's going to be a move made.
Yes.
Tyler, you expect by 3 o'clock there's going to be a move made?
Nope.
No, Tyler's not in a good place. Tyler's
I am in a bad place this
Tyler's
week.
Not in a good optimism place.
All my teams are just crapping on my face, man.
The Astros aren't playing. He's not in a good spot. No, someone did correct me. The Texans did make a trade. They traded Cam Akers to the Vikings.
Yeah, right. The Vikings went and got him a running back and a tackle.
Yeah, they did. Their tackle went down. They said, oh, we're 6-2. We better go get something done for a conditional.
Here's you some just real quick, Ron. Here's some catch up. The Pittsburgh Steelers haven't just gone and got Mike Williams, the wide receiver. They also got Preston Smith, from Green Bay, who is an under the radar. He's a really good player. He's a really good
D line. Add to their D line with what they already have.
Washington Commanders, Marshawn Lattimore. Dallas Cowboys, Jonathan Mingo. Cincinnati Bengals, Khalil Herbert, the running back from the Bears.
Zach Moss is out for the year with the Knicks. So they went and got a move there.
That's right. Lions, Za'Darius Smith. Arizona Cardinals, Baron Browning, the linebacker, edge linebacker.
From the Broncos.
Yep. Got him for a sixth rounder. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings. Got Cam Robinson. Baltimore Ravens, Deontay Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs, Josh Uche. And we might as well go ahead and talk about Hopkins as well, since what we watched last night. Seattle's gone out and made a couple of moves. There's the Hopkins move. You just go up and down. We get into the Amari Coopers, the Devontae Adams. There's been a lot of movement over the last few weeks, and a lot of them are with contenders or teams that should be contenders, and they're trying to make a move to get to right the ship. Hopefully the Texans can join the crowd.
Yeah, we'll see. As we said, they're 50 minutes left before the trade deadline ends, and as I said, Tyler comes sweeping in with breaking news if they make a move. Go ahead, Nick. Do your thing, man. You know, give the people something to smile about.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,